We are in Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, around 15 lines from the bottom. Omalei Rav Rechumi LaAbaye. We have a simen. If you'll see the small base from the Ein Mishpat, so four lines down further. Omalei Rav Rechumi LaAbaye. Omalei Rav Rechumi LaAbaye. Mimai Dahai Morer Min Yareku. How do you know that Morer is a Min Yarek? Maybe it's the gall of a fish. Rashi says, Merirte de Kufye, Moro shel dag, sheshmoy kaim. If you need something bitter, bitter be the gall, some stomach, this Merirte is very bitter. There's a tumult why Rashi mentioned the fish. The Menachananel brings down, others say it's a Moro from a behemoth, others say it's a Moro from a fish. But Al Kaponim, let's not get into that asik. So the Gemara answers, Dum Yede Matz. There's a hekish, Al Matzis Umroirim Yechlu, Ma Matze Gedulei Karke, Af Morir Gedulei Karke. It has to be Dum Yede Matz, and since Matz is Gedulei Karke, so the Morir also has to be Gedulei Karke. Frag the Gemara, Ve'eimah Hirdif, maybe Morir is Hirdif. What is Hirduf? Let us see Rashi. Ki matzah, shrei hukshu, there's a hekish morer to matzah. Hirduf, eit shehimtik boi moishe esmei moro. Vamrinin, mchilte neis besoich neis, shuhu hoyo mar, vuhu hirduf. So this was an eitz mar, and it was mamtik the mayim. Abo kaponim we see, we have a mean that's gedulei karke. And so why isn't this kosher for Morer? So the Gemara says, Dum Yede Matzah. We have the same hekesh. Ma Matzah means Roim. Af Morer means Roim. Frag the Gemara, Ve'eime Hirzifu. Maybe it is Hirzifu. We'll see Rashi says this Hirzifu is a Sam Hamoves Lebeime. But it's not so dangerous for an Odom. Seems it's also bitter. So the Gemara answers, Dum Yede Matzah. Ma Matzah Shenikachas Bekesef Maisa, Af Morer Shenikach Bekesef Maisa. Now let us see Rashi. Hirzifu Min Zera. This is a Zera. This is Taka Min Zroim. Besam Amoves Lebehemahu. So Rashi says, Hirzifu Einoi Nikach Bekesef Maisa, Beinoi Pri Macho. It is not a pre-machel. Banan uchlo be'inim. We need an oichel. Dum ye diyayin v'sheicha u'boker v'tzoin. K'duchsi v'nosata kesef b'choil asher ta'ave nafshecha. Now, someone asked me a kasha. The Gemara is very difficult to understand. The Gemara says, you need Roy Likach Bekesef Maiso Shaini. Now, first of all, you have to know, where did the Gemara get this? Psazak Klau, that Matzah has to be Roy Likach Bekesef Maiso Shaini. Vishtei Tazam in Zach. If the Gemara holds that Matzah, every Matzah is a Machul, so say, Dum Yede Matzah. Why do you jump to Roy Likach Bekesef Maiso Shaini? Rashi says, no, let's look by Maiso Shaini. It says Yain Vishaicha Boker Vitzain, so you need something that's equivalent to Yain Vishaicha Boker Vitzain. So Mamela Hilzifu is not good. Where does it say that Matzah has to be Nikach Bekesef Maiso Shaini? That's L'chayra one kasha. In kasha number two, we have to know there are Tanoim. For example, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds you're not Yotze with Maiso Shaini because you need Lechem Oini. Lechem shenechel baninis. According to Rab Meir, you're not yoitze b'maiser sheini, you need matzaschem. So it's momen gavoya. Chayre could be that lakuach is also momen gavoya. I think. Number three, there was a whole shaila of the Gemara. Tzabashbu, he had Rab Yehudi sheet is lakuach, there's no dim pidyon. According to Rabbi Yehuda. So there's a whole sugya before, if you're yoytze with lakuach, al tzahoyo, and you can bechalal be yoytze with a matzah that was purchased because of Maisa Shaini, if you say hoyel, and then it could be paided. If it wouldn't have been lakua, so there would be a din pidyon, so now there's also a din pidyon. I mean, l'chayra a matzah that is lakua because of Maisa Shaini, who says bechlal of its kosher. And the Gemara assumes for such a svara pshuta that a matzah has to be roi likach because of Maisa Shaini. I don't know pshat in the Gemara, how the Gemara got this. And is this Adava Muskim according to all these Tanoim, according to Rabbi Yose Glili, according to Rameya, that you need matzaschem, you need lechem anechel baninis. So this Gemara is very unclear why the Gemara assumed for Adava Poshit that you need it should be lakuach because of Maisa Shein. About Kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. So therefore, Hilzifu, which is not the... It's not a pre-machel, Rashi says. Let us see Taisvitz. The Eima Hirdav, that was the first kashe. So Moshe said, Kimat, Beperik Lulav HaGozel, Porich Kabi Hodos, the Gemara asks, the Eima Hirdav. Maybe Atzei Oveis, Anaf Atzei Oveis, is a Hirdav. Omar Abaye, Drocher Odal Chinoya. Beperish HaKunteris, Loi havi noyam kiven davi sama moves lebehime. Felten darke noyam, something that's a sama moves lebehime is not noyam. So bezei when the Gemara asked Hirdov, Eime Hirdov, so lechere the Gemara could have answered that it's the felten darke noyam, the lechere darke noyam, this can't be kosher. Hachanami avamotza lishniyoch. He said, I say, Hachanami, the Gemara could have answered this teretz also. All the Mishani shapet vei. Lamaisa, there's a hekish. This would only be a miyut on Hirdov. Like, this is mamayit, you need a means roim. A mean eitz is not good. Avokosha la rashba. The la'el omar, the Gemara said before, the hirdufni kosha la more. The Gemara said before, Hirdufni is kosher lemore. Peperik eilu traifis mashme da havi sama moves lebehime, that Hirdufni is sama moves lebehime. Doma behime shoch le Hirdufni kshere. The behime is kosher, doesn't become nitraf to the achil of sama moves. In fact, the Gemara, porich heine Hirdufni heine sama moves, mshani traigavni sama moves. Aber kaponim Hirdufni is a sama moves. So Tosfos fragt Akashe and Rashi, so, why is he dufni taka good? Is Taisvis really doesn't fear ois, as ad Taisvis loim shat in the Gemara, but Taisvis in Sukkah and the Taisvis Harashbe, achaylik an Rashi, and they say that what the Gemara says, that there's a chesoron of darkei noyam by Hirduf, not because it's amamoves, no, Hirduf was a mean that had koitzim. It was a very shtechedike mean. So the Gemara meant that this should be the mean for lekichas dalad minim. Anaf eitz ove should be hirduf tocher dal chinoyim. That should be the mitzvah when a person takes a lulav with the dalad minim, he should prick himself with the hirduf. That's tocher dal chinoyim. But when it comes to mitzvahs more, you could grind it. You can get rid of all the stickers. And so therefore, the argument of Bechlal does not use the Svar of Darchinoim. So Taisvus is Chaylik and Rashi. What did Rashi do Lamais? According to Rashi, is Takeshver. Rashi learns that there's a chesoron of Darchinoim if it's Samamovis Lebehime. It's a beautiful Mahalach in the Maram Chalave and the Shtikol HaYisofa I saw brought from the Orch Laner in Sukkah. The Chilik is as follows. That by the mitzvah of Lekichas Dalad Minim, the mitzvah is Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem. It's mitzvah of Simcha. So to hold in your hand something that's a Puronius, this is a Sam HaMovus Lebehime, and to be happy with it, it's Nishtar Keinoim. That is Pshat in the Gemara. But over here, when we're speaking about Morer, so the whole Indian of Morer is a Zeichel of a Yemorer's Chayayim. Meriris is never Noyam. If you want to make a zecher to the Yemoras Chayayim, there is no din. There has to be noyim. It has to be gishmak. Moras never gishmak. So the chesaron is only there by lulav. It's a mitzvah of a smachtem. So there to be sameach with a dovo that's maybe polonius loylom. That is not noyam. One shouldn't be happy with such a mean. Asher ain kein legabi morer fakert. The more in the imus there is, the more hiddur there is in mitzvahs morer. So that's why it's kosher for morer. Look the gemara weiter. Omalei rabbe bar avchonin labaye. Eimo morer chat. How do you know there's so many meanim? Eile yirokish adm yoytzim dey chevosei bepesach. Maybe can know there's only one mean. So krashi veima morir chad. Mino, chad mino hu, mahanach yirokish. One of these meanim. Velav kolhani, elomar shebekulam. Back to me, the tzlach is mevayer that if we have a multitude of meanim, in one is alcohol less bitter than the other. So we see the criteria is not bitterness, because there are other meaning which are not so bitter. But then there's a svara to say that chazeres is better, even though it's not so bitter or not bitter at all. But if we'll say there's only one mean, so then we'll assume that the most bitter yerek, that is the mean. So how do you know there's more than one mean? So the Gemara answers, meroirim ksiv. It says meroirim. Meroirim is a loshen rabbe. Frag the Gemara, ve'eime meroirim trei. Maybe two meanim. How do you know so many meanim? So the Gemara, dum yida matze. Ma matze meanim harbe. Just like matze is many meanim, af morir meanim harbe. Morir is also many meanim. Now, we had spoken out the beginning of the sugya. A yisoidistike machloikis between the ro'o and the ritva. There's a Ramon Shulchan Aruch, a Morgan Avrom, a Rashi and Chumash. The Mishnah says, Eile yirokish adam yoytzim nechavose bepesach, and the last one is ube more. What is the taich ube more? The ro'o learns pshat, Rashi and Chumash says that pshat, more means kol yerek mal. It's not a special mean. Kol yerek mar yoytze. So there's no din of meanim. As long as it's a yerek and it's mar and it's edible, it's kosher for mitzvah smore. The Ritva says, no, morer is a type of a morer. It's a type of a morer. So according to the Ritva, there are five meanim. The Magen Avraham also tines on the Ramah. The Ramah says if a person can get these meanim, any yerek mar will be good. And the Magen Avraham tines, no, there's only meanim. There's only these five meanim. We can't use anything. So let us learn the Gemara according to the Ra'ah and according to the Ritva. According to the Ra'ah, there's no din of meanim. So the Gemara first says, maybe more, maybe there is one mean. So the Gemara says, Moreirem. So the Gemara says, maybe there's two meanim. Now the Gemara held two meanim. Moreirem, but how do you know anything is good? So Gemara says, Dum ye de matze. Now, matze, we have five meanim. We have the chameshes haminim. But it could very well be, there's no din of chameshes haminim. There's a din of everything that's bali de chimud. Is kosher lematze. Boharaye, Rav Yechne ben Uri, Otz Eichet v'deichen is also good. It's not muchach that you need minim by matze. You need something that's boli dechimut. If there'll be another mean, we'll find that it's boli dechimut. It's also good. Grat, there's nothing else that's boli dechimut. But there's no din miyuchid of minim. You need chitim, soirim, kusmin. You need something that's boli dechimut. So fakert, according to the ra'ah, so it is very good. Dum ye de matzah. So just like matzah, there is no din minim. There's just, it has to satisfy that it's boli de chimut. So by moros also, it has to satisfy. It has to be a davar mar. But there's no din of minim. According to the ritve, there is a din of minim. It's very interesting. The marshal says over here, Dumye de Matze. So the Marshal says, Take Dumye de Matze. Just like there, there's five minim, here there's also five. So from the Marshal, we see that there's Take Dinna minim. Number one, we see Klor, he learned Morer is a fifth min. So just like over there, there's five minim, here there's also five minim. We once mentioned a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, Klor Vashaylev, if we had a Gemara before, that one can be Yaitze with Pas Hadro. Pas Hadro, Rashi and the Rif seem to learn that this is a Pas that is made from Subin. So the Magen Avraham has a suffix if Subin is Bali Dechimut. Subin such a mean that's Bali Dechimut. So he says, if the Rif says you Yaitze with a Matzah of Subin, so it seems that it's Bali Dechimut. That's the first tzad in Magen Avraham. Then the Magen Avraham says, no, could be, it's not Bali Dechimut. Subin is not Bali Dechimut. Why is it good? Because Subin comes from a mean that's Bali. This is the Subin of Chitim. This is the Pseilus of Chitim. So it comes from a mean of Bali Dechimut. So the male, that's also good. So you need a mean of Bali Dechimut. Now this is very good if there's a halacha of meaning by Matzah. That means there are certain minim, you can make matzah out of chitim, soirim, kusmin, like you say, the subin of the psoilus of chitim, it's called a min chitim. But if there's no din minim in Ganten, there's no din minim, you just need bali de chimots, so memele, the Magen Avraham's teret, l'chayre is not oiskal. No, the Magen Avraham l'shitose, the Magen Avraham holds there's a din minim, by matzah, and the Magen Avraham is what is bechaylik on the Rama also. He also said, didn't mean him by morer also. So how you learn shat by matzah is a gilui how you learn shat by morer. But the Gemara says, morer dumye de matzah. So if there's a didn't mean him by matzah, then there's a didn't mean him by morer. If by matzah all you need is boli de chimut, there's no special didn't mean him. So by Mori, all you need that it should be a Yerek Ma. Zogte Gemori weiter. Omar Rav, Yerokei she'omru chachomim, she'odom yoitzi behem yedei chayvose bepesach. The Yerokei that the chachomim said that a person is yoitzi dei chayvose, kulon nizroin baruga echas. So you're allowed to plant them together. They are not kloyim zebozeb. Frakte Gemara, le membra de lesbu mishum kloyim. That's what you're telling us, that they're not kloyim, they're all these hameshes aminim are one mean. Masiv rode, we learned chazeres v'chazeres galim, ulshin v'ulshay sode, krishin v'krishay sode, kuzbe v'kuzbe sode, chalgo v'chalgo mitzri, delasa mitzri v'har mutzo, einam kloyim zebozeb. So it says, Chazeres, Chazeres Galim, in Chazeres V'Ulshin Loi. So you see, Klo, that Chazeres and Ulshin Akloim Zebizeh. So how could Rav say, Nizroim Baruga Achat? V'chitei Mekulu, Bahadodi Ktoni Luhu. Maybe you'll tell me that what? That you, it means you could, this roim zeim zeim means all together. You could take and make, not chazeres and chazeres galen. Chazeres and all of them. Kulon is roim, einem kloim zebo zeim means, any one with the other one. But Omar Rav, Zuge Zugeston, you know, Rav himself said it means the pairs, chazeres and chazeres galen. And for the Gemara, mine is roim to Omar Rav. What did Rav mean to say that is roim zebo zeim? Kihil chosov. But we'll see, there's a haloche that one can plant in an aruge, that six tvochim by six tvochim, he can plant five zroim, and they're not yoinik zem is there. We'll see the if and how they are planted. So that's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying that even though they are kloim zem zeh, but if you plant it, kill chos and it'll be mut. Let us see Rashi. So trashi krishin karse, krishin shalgine, karse sode, bahamutze, min dalasu, mesechis nadorim, meforish, kare karke zoi. This is the type of dalas it is. Einem kloim zebo, ze afogab sheyesh shem levai leecho, even though it's chazeres galin, einam kloim bechavele. Chazeres galin, v'chein ulshin, b'ulshay asode, v'chitein mekula badi adodi ktoni, d'b'chol hani koma den kloim zebeze, chazeres ulshin akrishin, zugis, no, d'rabshet zugis, chazeres galin, ayulshin, b'ulshay asode, v'chein kulon, shenin den kloim zebeze, ava chazeres b'ulshin loy, Michael und Israel Burgachas Damarable und Israel Kilchos und Koma. If you plant it in the right way, Kadesh Layim Kozemize, Kagain Chamisha Zeroinim, Baruga Shalshisha Alshisha Tvochim, Kadesh Namba Mesechisha. That's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying if you plant them correctly, it's Mutter. Correctly Gemore Kilchosan. Taninis, why do you need Rav to tell me? That you can plant 5 minim in an aruge shal shisha tvachim. It's a mishnah. Aruge shisha or shisha tvachim. Zoyrim besoycho chamisha zeroinim. Arba al arba ruchois. Aruge v'achas bem. So you're allowed to plant 5 zeroinim. And all 4 corners and 1 in the middle. So the gemara mar de taimahani mili bezroim. I would think that is dafke by zroim you could plant 5 and an aruga that's 6 by 6 tvachim. I will be yerokis loy. I would think yerokis you can because yerokis have a stronger kaya hayanike. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush of Rav. That by yerokis you're also allowed to plant 5 yerokis in an aruga that is 6 by 6 tvachim. Fregte Gemorre le Membre di Yerokes Alime Mizroim. Are you telling me that Yerokes have a stronger Yenike than Zroim? Bosnan, we learned in the Mishnah Punktakel. Kol mine Zroim ein Zoyren Baruga Achas. Kol mine Yerokes Zoyren Baruga Achas. The Mishnah says Punktakel. Zroim have a stronger Yenike. Therefore, you cannot plant Zroim Baruga Achas. Only Yerokes you can plant Barugahas. So that what it says in the Mishnah, Arugeshi, Shishal, Shishatvachim, Zayrim, Besaycha, Chamisha, Zerayinim, means Zayrim, Besaycha, Chamisha, Yerokes. That's what it means. So Memele, so we're back to the Kashe. So what is the Chiddush of Rav? So the Gemara, Ma Teteima, Hani Morer, means Roinino. Now that's the Chiddush. I would think, that this is also a means roim, not a min yerokes. So kamash molom, the Rav is coming to tell us, no, it is a min yerokes. Frech the gemore, zroim sal kedaita. It means, how would I have a habamina that these minim are zroim? But nan yerokes. V'toni bar kapore yerokes. V'toni dvei shmul yerokes. So everyone said yerokes. So how would I have a habamina that it's not yerokes? So we're back to the kasha. What is the chiddush of Rav? Since Rav is only telling us that you could plant them kehilchoson, we know that by yerokes they can be planted kehilchoson. So what is the chiddush of Rav? So the Gemara chazeres it's trichalet. The chiddush is by chazeres al kedai tachamina hoyu v'soif olahakshay. Since chazeres eventually thicken. So we should give it more space. 6 by 6 tvorim should not be sufficient. Where do we see such a svore? Rav Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine. Kelach shel kruv shehukshu machiven loy beis roivam. That a kelach shel kruv that got thick, you have to give it a beis roivam. Alma, even the seifel lahakshay shibinu leirav chotvei, achinami neisib lorav chotvei, kamash melon, as nitazo. So what is the maskonas ha-gemore? The maskonas ha-gemore is that the chiddush of Rav was that even though chazeres lemaise thickens, seifel lahakshis, so memele, I would think that, so it is not sufficient to plant in a area of 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. It's kamash malon. So we have to know 2 things. One thing we have to know, I mean, if it's such a gewaldike svore, if it's seifel lahakshay, we see by kruv also like this, so he gufe kasha. Then there's a beautiful kasha from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in Kloim asks, the Gemara klepsach nicht. The Gemara says like this, sal kedaita chamina hoyol v'soifo lahakshos. Since eventually it will get thicker, neisiv lo rav chotvei, so you should need more than 6x6. So the Gemara's havamina was that you should give it more than 6x6 because not of now. Now it's not thick, but it's going to get, you have to be a reyes and leilat. So you should not be permitted to plant it now in an area of vav al vav tvachim because it will eventually get thick. Zuk the Gemara, lav, omar rab yaiti berab chanine, kelach shel kruv, shehuksha, machiv in loy beis chayba. So the Gemara brings a raya for Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina never said that something that's going to get thick. He said shehuksha. So what's happening over here? The Hava means that you need more than vav tvachim is from Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina himself only said kelach shel kruv shehuksha that got thick. So what's pshat in the Gemara? So the Chazon Ish is mitzadet to make a grais in the Gemara, and instead of alme, he's goyres eimah. And now the Gemara will be beautiful. So the Gemara says as follows. Let us see the Gemara nochamal. Sal kedai techamina, hoyil v'soifa lahakshes, since eventually it will get thick, neisiv lo rav chotvei, so we have to give it a larger distance. Now, Lav omer Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina kelach shel kruv shehuk shamachi v'loy beis roive. So Amos, I would say, given the soifer, that we see close, that when it gets thick, you have to be machiv. So Amos, I would say, given the soifer lahakshoyz, yevinu le'rav chotvei. So chenami neisu le'rav chotvei, kamash malon, no. Now you are permitted to be zereya, hey, zroim, hey, yerokis, and vov, and vov. When it gets thick, then you have to go and remove it. But till then, you're permitted to plant hey, zroim. Zogt Rashi. Avo bi yerokis loy, di yerokis yonki tvei. Le meimre di yerokis alima linak tvei mizroi. Ditzach le le meimer da af yerokis nizroim chamisha minim. Baruga shel shisha. Kol mini zroim ein zroim baruga achas. Apilu b'shir hazeh. Mishim diyon ki tvei. Mas es punkt verkehrt. Zroim a yoyne kvo. Vod es nan zoyrim b'soycho chamisho zir oynim. Birok is koma. Den zroim kil chosa. Ma'o de taima hani dem borya min zroin inu. This is a min zroim. Vlo yizru baruga achas. Kamash mon rav de min yirok is ninu v'ni zroim. Fregt the Gemara, Rav is to tell us that the Gemara is Yerokes Roim Salke Deiter, Heichi Teisek Adaitin des Roinin of Akulu Tano Yerokes Koril, everyone calls it Yerokes. Chazeres Itzach Leil, Ashminen den Nizras Keshar Yerokes Baruge im Arbo Zeroine. Lahakshois Kelach Shelo Nasa of the stem becomes thicker. Machivim loim mokoim ad beis roiva shelo yizru etz loim minachem. Beis roiva mokoim zriyas roiva hakav. It's kedai to know the shear of a beis roiva hakav is be'erech 104 square amos. That's a big jump from we start off with 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. 636 square tvachim, and here we're speaking about 104 square amos. This is a base roiva hakav. Base roiva hakav, shlo yizru, yeah, base roiva mokim zri is roiva hakav. Chotzer hamishken o yeshir le base osoyim. Bechol base kur, a base o, base roiva shebigmora lefi oisei cheshbe. Zog taisvus, aruge bas vov tvachim, zoirim le soicho hei zeroi. From this halacha, you see that as long as there's a space of gimel tvachim between one zer and the other is no more unique. How do you know this? The emtzois ainer rechoike min acheres ela gimotvachim. The middle zera that's planted in the middle of this square is only 3 tfachim away from the other's loin. Why? The beperek Rabbi Kiva mashme the dalad me arba ruches aruga loy bekronis. The 4 that you put on the 4 sides of the square are not in the corners. If you have this corner, so then from the middle to the corner you have the alachim, you have the diagonal, so it's more than 3 tfachim. But the Gemara in Rabbi Kiva weistoys that the 4 are put ele be'emtza haruchais. That be'emtza haruchais you have 4 zroim. So if you have be'emtza haruchais 4 zroim, so you have between, so you have 2 rows like a shesi ve'eret, and you have between each zera you have 3 tfachim. So you see that in a distance of 3 tvachim, one is not yoinik from the other. Frektachtoises, if that is the case, im kein Yisrael l'soicha tesroim, so you could be zereya tesroim. Gimel shurei shel gimel gimel. Erechim zemize, gimel tvachim. Just like in the middle, you have a middle shurei of 3 zroim, which are 3 tvachim apart. So on the other two sides, you could also have 2 more shureis of gimel gimel tvachim. Ba'imari, the hoche eina mishum yinika. You're right, als yinika, you could make tests. Ela mishum irvuv la'ache shiyu gedoilam. Le'rotzu chachomim la'ato yoisa. The problem is not als the yinika, the problem is als the irvuv. Ve'teida, da fila chamisha, le'hoyu matirim ilav de nafkelom b'shabes apek rabekive behedye mikro. For these 5 zroim, we need a posse. Even though that they knew that there's no yinike, so why do you need a posik? So therefore, 5 is the maximum that you can plan that there won't be a vuvi. In fact, this is another kasha. How can you plant 5 zeroini vain rochik zemizesh loishatvach? There should be a yenike. The place where you planted the 3 zeroim, you have an area of 6 tvachim. So you planted the zeroim. So between one zera and the other zera, there's less than 3 tvachim. Because the zeroim also take up space. You have exactly 6 tvachim. The Shiurei Torah is meduyik. So memela, you have here 6 tvachim, and you took up the space to 3 zroim. So al kochach, between each one, there's less than 3 tvachim. There's 2 and 9/10 tvachim. Vrektach toises, so it should be yoinik. Veich zoirim v'soichach hamish zeroinim, ein rochik zemise shloisha tvachim, dike mokim zriya. V'tirat rabbeinu tam, the tvachim shal kloim soichakais, kudmuchach b'rei sheiribin. It's not 3 tvachim, one next to the other. There's a little space in between. So if you make tvachim seichikais, so memele, if you have tvachim seichikais, so memele, there's 3 emes tvachim between the zroim. V'riyaymer, the gemiri, the brahochi, lo yon, ki afa bishyesh mokim zroim. Fakat, that's gufe, there was neskabel. That there's no yinike in taking into consideration that in the 3 tvachim we have the zroim also. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Yoitzin bohen bein lachen bein yeveshen. Omar Rav Chizde said that what we learned that you yoitze be yeveshen loishonu ela bekelach. That is only the step. The stem is a thick material, so even though it's dried out, there's not too much lachluchis in it, but there still is atam meriris. Avul ba'olin, but the leaves, so if the leaves dry out, you have nothing. There's lachin in, yeveshin loy. Zogt Rashi. Loy shonu de yovish yesh loy tam morer elekelach. The mitoir shu of, since it is thick, ainu misyabei, so it doesn't dry up completely, she yavse taimo. So even though it's dried up, but al kaponim, you still have enough lachluchis that there's a meriris. Aval alan yeveshin reinka ofa baum. Zog de Gemara, Vom mi diktoni seifa, Fak de Gemara, how could you say that? Vom mi diktoni seifa, Bekelach shalahen, Mechlal darei sha'olim. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says, Yoitzim ben lachin ben yiveshin. And later it says, V'yoitzim bekelach shalahen. So you see, Klaw, that till now we were not speaking about the Kelach, we were speaking about the Olin. So you see, Klaw, from the Mishnah, that you yoitze ba'olin yevashim. Klaw, not like Rav Chisbe. And for the Gemara, kiktoni, ben lachim ben yevashim, a Kelach. Because Kelach is being mefarish the Reisha. Zot Rashi. Michlal da Reisha ba'olin, koposik v'tonubu ben lachim ben yevesh. So I see that, when the Tani save, bekelach shalem michlal da Reisha olin, perushi kom meforish. That the safe is mefarish da Reisha, kiktoni ben lachim ben yevesh, akelach. That the Yoitzim Bekelach, that is explaining the Reish. That what the Reish says, Yoitzim with Yovish, it's Bekelach. Meisve Yoitzim Behen u Bekelach Shalen. We learned the Bereis says Yoitzim Behen u Bekelach Shalen bein Lachin bein Yoveshim. Divre Rab Meir. So you see Klaw, that according to Rab Meir, Yoitzim Beolin Yoveshim. The Chachomim Oimrim Lachin Yoitzim Behen Yoveshim ein Yoitzim Behen. The Chachamim hold that you're not at all Yoitzeh with Yovish, for anything. V'shovin sheyoitzeh ben kemushin. You're Yoitzeh if it's komush, if it's wilted. Avoloi kvushim, v'loi shlukim, v'loi mevusholim. Klolei shal dover, kol sheyesh boi tam morer, Yoitzeh boi. Mor she'ein boi tam morer, ein Yoitzeh boi. And for the Gemara, tirguma akelach. That what it says, let's see again the Loshna Bereise, Yoitzin Bohen Ubekelach Shalem. That's number one. And now, that what it says in the Kelach, Bein Lachim Ben Yevashim. In the Kelach, there's no difference between Lach and Yovish. So our Mishnah is going according to Rameyeh, and our Mishnah holds that Yovish is good, and it's going on the Kelach. Zogt Rashi. Kloloi Shaldovo, Tony Mia Bedarab Meya, Yoitzin Bahen, Ubiklochin Shalohen, Bein Lachin Ben Yevashim. Masnisa Nami Midamakshir Be Yevashim, Rameyri, Kutachamod Yevashim is Tamzin at Yoitzin. Shmami no Bolin Nami Achshem. Tigume Lahaidik Tony Berameya Yevashim, Akelach Koma. Zogte Gemora weiter. Tona Rabot. In Yoitzin Behem Kmushim, not the way we heard before, Veshovin Sheyitzin Behem Kmushim, Vishum Rabbalozo Barab Tzodik Omru, Yoitzin Behem Kmushim. Achloikis. Boi Romi Bar Chome. Mau Sheyitzei Odom Yedei Chayvosoi, Vemorer Shemaiser Sheini Birushalayim. Romi Bar Chome Esther Shailet. Now, Rashi has two mahalchim in this Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara according to the first mahalach of Rashi. Boi Rami Bachom. Mao sheyeitz yodm dechebosei bemorer shamaiso sheini birushalayim. So the shaila was, according to the first loshon, we're speaking about morer bizman habayis. Morer bizman habayis is a deraise, but the Maiser Sheini of Morer is Adarabona, because Maiser Yarek is Adarabona. So the Gemara clear the Shaila, Mau Sheyeitze Odom Yedei Chayvose Bemorer Shal Maiser Sheini Birushalayim. Are you Yeitze Bemorer Shal Maiser Sheini? Since this is Adarabona Dike Maiser Sheini. So the Gemara says, Eli Bedarabekive Loite Boiloch. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's nothing but a clef. Hashte be matzah di yoreise novik, madoch by matzah. But a maiser sheni di yoreise, yo yoitze. Be morer, by morer, it is a maiser sheni de rabbonon. Mi boi. There's no chesor in the Maisa Sheni according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva held that even though it says Bechol Meishpei Seichem, we say Matzis Matzis Ribe, and it's Necha Bechol Meishpei Seichem, Al Yedei, if it'll become Tomei, it could be Poidit Bechol Meishoves, and it's Necha Bechol Meishoves according to Rabbi Loza. So Memeila, so according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no Shaila. Mora can't be worse than Matzah. So Memeila, there's nothing but the club. Kiti boy lecho alibe de Rabbi Yosi Aglil. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglil, Rabbi Yosi Aglil holds by matzah shel ma'aser sheni, you're not yoytze. Lechayre, the reason is, the way we had in the Gemara, matzah shel ma'aser sheni, you're not yoytze, because it says lechem oini, lechem shenechel baninis. Rashi brings down as a chasona b'chol ma'ishvi seichem also. Could be because Rabbi Yosi does not darshan matzis matzis ribis, and Mamel is a chasson of chomesh veiseichem also. Anyway, so we're claiming now according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So what is the shaila? What is the the matzah, the reise, by matzah, when we hear about the reise, the kemaisa shaini, udoloinof, avo more, but by more, we only hear about the rabbon on the kemaisa shaini, nofik. For some reason, that the Rabbon and the Kemaisa Sheini should not be Mekalku. You have to understand this, why not? Oidume, kol de tkino Rabbonon kein de reise tiku. The Rabbon and the Kemaisa Sheini is like a de reise de Kemaisa Sheini. And just like a de reise de Kemaisa Sheini is Mekalku, so a de Rabbon and the Kemaisa Sheini is also Mekalku. So the shaila, what we are clearing, really is a shaila in Hilchus Roin. That means the Maisa Sheini, that Chazal were Mesaken, that be the Rabbonon, that the Din Maisa Sheini by Yerokes, is this a Maisa Sheini which could be Mavkiya Mitzvah Smore? Just like a Daraisa, the Maisa Sheini is Mavkiya Mitzvah Smore? Well, no. Shanisht, that's the shay called the tkin rabon kain de reise tikun, so the rabon de kemaisa shayni is equivalent to the reise de kemaisa shayni. The pasels it to the mitzvah. Oma rove mistavre matza umore. Rove says mistavre matza umore, which we have to understand what Rove is answering. Now let us see Rashi. The Trashi. Ashta mat the meiser di do di reise. Madoch mat the meiser di do di reise. So the reise, the ikele mipsilo, you could passel it. Mishum dein laheta be meishavis, come Rabbi Kiva de nofik, ho you'll be mit maya poiklovis laheta, as Rabbi Kiva said. A meiser sheini die reise, that is not nechel b'chol meishoves, afal pi came Rabbi Kiva said yo yoitze, because this is potentially efshe leyochel b'chol meishoves, if it'll become tomen, you'll be poided. So it's nechel b'chol meishoves, morer de meise yerek mit rabononu. Morer de meise yerik is ad rabononu, mi de reise is lay heta be meishoves mi boi. Mi na teure, it's mutter be meishoves. So what's the shaila? It's according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no shaila whatsoever. Why? Because morer, it's mi na teure nechel bechol meishoves. Since Morer is Menatere Nechel B'chol Meishoves, so there's no Shaila whatsoever. So Rashi is differentiating between Matzah and Morer. Matzah is not Nechel B'chol Meishoves Menatere. And Morer is Nechel B'chol Meishoves Menatere. L'chayre Rashi L'shitotzai is very schwer. We had before that in the Shitas Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva said Yoyotze was Maisa Shaini, so Rashi said he holds Mechitza Likloit Midarabon. So Rashi said over there that if you look according to Rabbi Kiva,
We're talking about it.
But Rashi says Rabbi Kiva holds Mechitza Likloit Midarabono. So what does that mean? Mechitza Likloit Midarabono means that Midarabono, as soon as you brought it into Yerushalayim, you can't be poided it anymore. Midarabono. That means I can't take it out from Yerushalayim and be poided. Midarabono. Mina Toire, I could take it out. Midarabono, I can't take it out. Here, Rashi is telling us we have a Maiser Sheini Derabonim. So Rashi wants to differentiate between Matzah and Morer. So Rashi says, Morer mideiraisa islay heter b'moishavis. Morer minatoire is a heter b'moishavis. So Lochoire, Matzah also is a heter b'moishavis minatoire. If you hold Mechitza Likloit Midarabonim, you can just take it out and be paid it. You can just take it out and be paid it. Minatoire, you could be paid it. Perhaps there's a yesoidistic achilik between matzah and morer. By matzah, pshat is if it is maiser sheini, if you have matzah shel maiser sheini, you're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim, period. That's for sure. Minatoire, you only eat it Yerushalayim. You can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. The shaila is, I have an eitzah. I can take it out of Yerushalayim and be paid it. You have an eitzah of pidyon. But since the Rabbanon said pidyon won't help, so I'm back where I started from. So I have, if you can't make pidyon, so I'm back where I started from. And without pidyon, it's not nechel b'chol meishavis. Maiser sheini is not nechel b'chol meishavis. And the eitzah of pidyon was taken not nechel b'chol meishavis. Masha enkein morer is nechel b'chol meishavis because the maiser sheini is at the rabbonon. So I'm allowed to eat min ha-toyre this maiser sheini in outside of Yerushalayim. Because min ha-toyre it's not maiser sheini. By matzah, I'm not allowed to eat this outside of Yerushalayim, because it's at the rice of the Kemaiser Shaini. No, what? I could have been poided, but I don't have the right to be poided. So now the Issam HaShavis is Minatayre. Could be that's what Rashi means. But let's go further in the sugya. The Gemara wants to say, the Gemara clears a shayla according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we are clearing a shaila. What will be the by morer that is maaser shein? Do you say ke'ein di'eraisa tikun ve'ein loy heter b'maishavis? It's called the tikun rabbanon ke'ein di'eraisa tikun. So at the rabbanon the maaser shein is also ein loy heter b'maishavis ke'ein di'eraisa tikun. Und morer ist geschlamatze, ma matze binen necheles bachol meishovis, af morer name binen yeshloi hep. That's the svore, it should be yose. Kos kein de reis de tiken, ba ein loi hette ba meishovis, und morer ist geschlamatze. Let's skip over the lishnachine. And for the gemore, what did Rove say? Matze und morer. Hukshu yachat, v'chi heiche de matze yesh oleo shei maiso sheini, v'loi nofik bei, av morir nami she yesh oleo shei maiso sheini, loi nofik bei. Now, from the rehitas loshen of Rashi, Rashi will tell us oisgewissen that there's a rove passeled it mitam acher. Here the Gemara cleared a shayla. It would seem that the Gemara shayla was, since min ha-toyre it has a heter b'moishavis. So is this, we have morer that min ha-toyre it has a heter b'moishavis. Midarabonon it doesn't have a heter b'moishavis. So the Gemara declared, does this passel it or not? That was the shaila of the Gemara. The tzadet it should be good, since minat avomorer de rabbonon nofik, minat toire has a heter b'mayshavis. So the havamin of the Gemara was, min ha-toyre, there's a heter b'mayshavis. So the heter b'mayshavis min ha-toyre should be a sibbe that it should be kosher for mora. The tzad that it shouldn't be good is called the tikkun rabbanon ke'ein deraisa the tikkun. Ve'ein loy heter b'mayshavis. It doesn't have a heter b'mayshavis. Because called the tikkun rabbanon ke'ein deraisa the tikkun. You have to understand what the two tzadim were. Then all of a sudden, Rove comes with a mahalach, matzo more, hukshu yachat, v'chihechi de matzo yeshalo, shei maiser sheini, v'chihechi de loshn of Rashi should be, v'chihechi de matzo sheyeshalo, shei maiser sheini, loy nofik bei, av more nami sheyeshalo, shei maiser sheini, loy nofik bei. All of a sudden, Rove speaks about sheimais. Ovid doesn't speak about heter b'mayshavis. Ovid speaks about, just like the sheimais or sheini is a poisel by matzah, it is a poisel by mora. Perhaps we can understand the Gemara as follows. Maiser sheini d'araisa is not nechel b'chol mayshavis. It's maiser sheini, it's only nechel in Yerushalayim. It's not nechel b'chol mayshavis. Maiser sheini de rabbono. So we perhaps can clear a hakira. We could say that it's really not maiser sheini. That's for sure. No, the rabbono gave a dinim of maiser sheini. If the rabbono gave a dinim of maiser sheini, but could be it's a din on the gavre, not on the chefze. That means, since it's not really maiser sheini, there's no such thing as maiser sheini of yerokis. I mean, the rabbono, there's no such musik. There'll be Maiser Sheni of egg. There's no such thing. So the Rabbonon said, I mean, the Rabbonon, you have to feel sich like it has dinim of Maiser Sheni. But could be this is only dinim in the Gavre. You're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. But you can say that the Chevtz is Einoi Nechel B'chol Maishovitz. The Chevitz Mitzadatzme is Adover HaNechel. No, the Gavre is not allowed to eat it. Because in Yesod it's not Maiser Sheni. So could be this is the tzad that it should be good. Or the Rav Shemayn called the tikkun rabbonon kein the raisa tikkun. No, they made, what does Rashi say? The ein loy heter b'mayshavis. It doesn't have a heter b'mayshavis. That means that, so that was the shaila. Does the maiser sheini, is the maiser sheini, does the maiser sheini have a heter b'mayshavis? No, the gavre is not allowed to eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim, but the chevitz mitzad atzmo is nechel b'mayshavis, or called the tikkun rabbonon kein deraisa tikkun. They made that this is just like maiser sheini deraisa. Maiser sheini deraisa as einoi nechel. The chevitz is not a dover on nechel. So who adin the maiser sheini rabbonon is also not a chevitz. It's not a chevitz on nechel. And it seems Rava did not want to go into the Shaila. Rava was poshut from a different oifen. Matzah more hukshu yachad reged de matzah yeshalo sheimais or sheini loinofik boy. He's not going into the heter mayshavis. There's a psul now. The sheimais, the heter mayshavis is only a gilui that this shame is posel matzah. So Memela, perhaps, it doesn't matter if the reason he can't eat it by Meshavis is Al Tzagavra, Al Tzachepze, but Al Koponim, Rav is coming with a new Mahalach. Shem Meisel, Matzo Umorel. He wasn't patient how the Takone was by how the Takone of Meshavis was by Morel. He says, he was patient from a different angle in Gansen. Just like the sheimaiser sheini is a poisel by matzah, is the sheimaiser sheini is a poisel by mora. This is the first mahalach HaRashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Now let us go back to the Lishne Achine. Lishne Achine, matzah bizman hazeh d'yoreise u'morer d'rabonon b'peirik pasah. Now let us learn over the Gemara according to the second Mahalach. It's a new Gemara. Let us see the Gemara. Boy Romi Bar Chomet, Mau sheyetze odom yedei chayvosoi b'morer shel maiser sheini b'Yerushalayim. As one yetze bizman hazeh,
The morir shall maiser sheni. So what is the shaila? Now the shaila is a different shaila. The shaila is, since morir bisman is all mitzvahs ad rabbonon, so by a mitzvah the rabbonon, it could be it doesn't need all the protim that the mitzvah the araisa needed. The whole morir is ad rabbonon. Not the maiser sheni is ad rabbonon. The whole morir is ad rabbonon. The morir bisman sheni b'rishalayim bisman is alibi the rabbi kiva loite boilo. Hashtav matzah de reise and nofik matzah, which is a mitzvah de reise, yo yoitze, with maizah sheini. Morir de rabbona mi boi. Kiti boi loch alibe de rabbi yoisi aglili. The shayel is according to rabbi yoisi aglili. Mai, be matzah de reise u de loi nofik. Matzah de reise, you not yoitze. Avo morir de rabbona nofik. Avo morir de rabbona. Yuzich yoitze. Because the whole mitzvah is at the Rabbonon, it's a zeicher to what was the reise, so you don't need all the tnoim. Matzah is a mitzvah the reise, there's halachas, you know, you two with the dobashen and echel b'chol meshavis. Morris, only at the Rabbonon, so they didn't put all these intricate halachas by the morah the Rabbon, since it's only a mitzvah the Rabbonon. Oidil me called it kino Rabbonon, kein the reise tika. No, the mitzvah the Rabbonon is like the mitzvah the reise. Just like the mitzvah, the reise, you are not yoitze when it's meiser sheni. Even though it's a meiser sheni, the rabbon, but the mitzvah, the reise, you're not yoitze. So who are then the mitzvah, the rabbon, and you're also not yoitze? Omarove, mistavre, matze, omore. Now here we see Rashi did not shed light on what Rove's teretz was. That means if the Gemara had the Shaila, the Gemara Shaila was the mitzvahs morer de Rabbonon, does it have all the halachas of mitzvahs morer de Reise? They made a new mitzvah de Rabbonon, but it has all the halachas of morer de Reise. Or the Rav Shenei, so the Shaila, or Rav Shenei, mitzvahs morer de Rabbonon does not have all halachas. That was the Shaila in the Gemara. And all of a sudden, so Rabbi says, Rabbi goes, let's go on a different angle. Matzah morer. Mistavra matzah morer. So we have to understand what was Rabbi Mechadish over here. That means, Rabbi, why do you have to jump all about, what? That means the Sophi called it Tikkun Rabbonon, came there, I said Tikkun, I don't know. Maybe they weren't Mesakit. But all of a sudden he says, the Heta, a apostle of Matzah Morris. We have to understand what Rava was Mechadish over here, according to the second Pshat. Let us see what Rashi says. Vikoshali, Rashi does not like this Pshat. Bizman hazeh mimaski maiser sheni l'rishalayim. Rashi says, how could you klal bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Kedushas Yerushalayim. So what's the shaila? Bizman hazeh, you could be yoitze with morir shel maiser sheni b'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat it, this. What's the shaila? Not allowed to eat it. The mitzvah bo baveri. You don't have Yerushalayim. Ve'i leman dom ha-kedusha rishayne kitsha l'shaita v'kitsha l'osed lovoi. Oh, so now I understand the shaila. Had ye boiler lefushi bisman hazeh. But if that was the shaila, the Gemara should have been more explicit. Others ask a kashem, how could bechlal be yoytze b'zalukul or kolonu tamei meisim bisman hazeh? How could we eat meis hasheni bisman hazeh? Mil Shmuel asked this kashem. Need a mizbeach also in order to eat ma'aser sheni. Even though you don't need a beis hamikdash, but you need a mizbeach. Al kaponim, these are the two mahalchem in the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ein shoyrin es hamulsom letan goylam. Mulsom is the two psoilosim that exist. In the Anachite, one is the Mursan and one is the Subin. Ein Shairin es ha-Mursan letan le-Goylam. We mentioned the beginning of the Shia, the Magen Avraham is Mesupik. The Magen Avraham is Mesupik if Subin is Boli de-Chimutz. So, others ask Akasha on the Magen Avraham, as in Machta Shekel brings down, that it says enough in the Mishnah, Sheren Esam Brusan Latan, the Gurum, not allowed to soak it, because we'll get chametz. So others want to say there's a difference between Musan and Subin. Subin could be, does not become Chometz. Musan does become Chometz. These are two different psalus, and it could be one is different halachas than the other. Let's get back to the mission. In Sheirin Esa Musan Tanagoylim, you want to give Tanagoylim Musan, so normally it used to soak it, to make it edible for Tanagoylim. So you're not allowed to soak it. You can soak it, it's going to become Chometz. Avol Chilted, but you could scald the Musan. You take boiling water, you pour the boiling water on it, so Chalita makes it won't become Chometz. Ha'isha lo'isashre es ha'musen she'toylech biyoda le'melchitz. This musen was used as a type of a cleanser, so she should not soak it in water and bring it le'melchitz, because it'll become chometz in the meantime. Avul shofoi hi bivisora yovesh. But on her dry skin, she's allowed to rub it. She can't soak it, but she can rub it. Loisishre hamulsan, Sarashi says, Loshevbo besoro. Lotzichotem beroisrim, shemenichan oisila achmitz. Loisishre hamulsan, Loshevbo besoro, neshem achmitz beshriyos, it's going to become chometz. Avol shofo, he mulsan yovesh bevsoro. She can rub mulsan yovesh bevsoro, afal pi shamayim toifchin al besoro. So even though she's wet, hafal piken, she's allowed to do it. Now that's a muim de kechidish. So what is the chidish? So akochach, the chidish is according to Rashi, that the small, minute amount of water that is on her basar will not be machmet the chometz. The mulsan. Others say, the Rosh says that she's not wet. She's dry, but she's all sweated up. There's perspiration on her skin. And why are you allowed to do it? Because Zeya is not Machmetz. That's how the Rosh learns Pshat. Svas Emes wants to say, a gor interessante Pshat, Svas Emes wants to say that you know why you're allowed to be Shofar? Because Esik, Kol's man you're rubbing, it won't become Nischametz. That's what the Svas Emes wants to say. But L'chayre, it's a bit modne, because if that's the reason, that means we are assuming that there's enough water to be machmetzit. No, pshat is kol's man, she's rubbing, it won't become chometz, but the Mishnah should have told us that after she finishes this rubbing on it, she has to go and burn it. It's chometz. She'll be able by yirah. Why didn't, according to the Rishayim, it's good. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, it won't become chometz to perspiration, or mayim uatim won't be machmetzit. But according to Svas Emes, that the whole reason it's not chometz is because the asik of rubbing it is mevatel the chimut. Say bazayis, I should have said, but afterwards you should get rid of it. Lo yilois adam chitin v'yoniach al makosay mivnei shehen machmitzos. Person should not chew chitim and put it on the make mivnei shehen machmitzos, because it will become chometz. Lo yilois Loyikais, you shouldn't chew. Now here, there's also two mahalchim in Rishayim. One mahalach is that there's a kasha. L'chayre, if there's a makeh, so if he has a din of a chayle she'ein by sakone, so l'chayre we have a loche that isure yano shaloi kederech is mutaf a chayle she'ein by sakone. So what's the problem? There's a mak over here. V'niach al makosoi. So why is la yulis odom chitin nech makos neshe machmitz? Afilu it's machmitz. Aba al kaponim it should be mutter because it's shaloi kederach. So on this kashe, there's two terutz. One terutz says, ein hachanami, als the isar hano, it would be mutter, but yoiv al bal yiro. The shayl is not als isar hano. The shayl is als bal yiro. If it becomes chometz, so memela, so you possess chometz in your rishus. That's one mahalach. Others want to say, after the Miri says this, that this is, by chitim, this is derech hanosoi. This is one of the tashmishim that chitim is aimed for, to use, to put on a market. So memela, it's called derech hanosoi. Tano rabon, eilu devorim she'ein boim lidei chimutz. which can never become chametz. So ofoy, if you have flour that was baked already, amebushel, was cooked, a cholot was scalded, shecholto b'roishchem. In fact, the Gemara, mebushel won't become chametz, adam mevashelay mechameya. Till it'll become cooked, till the temperature will get to be boiling, it's going to become chametz in the meantime. Omar Rav Pope, you're right. Not ha'ofoi v'ha'mebushel, ha'ofoi shebishloi koma. He means to tell you, if you baked something already, and now you want to cook it, you want to make it brooks, you want to make knedlach, no shayla whatsoever, because since it was already baked, so memela, it will not become chametz anymore. Ha'ofui lechem mishenefe kol ma shesheireyu b'mayim eine machbis. The Gemara mevushel adam mevashleim mechamei ba'oit shamayim poishrim kaidim sheyartichu hu machmes. But the shadi le'el esayich roishchen to say he threw it into boiling water like a lukmi. Abed yetoni lo v'cholot shecholto b'roishchen. So we're not speaking about cholot. And the Gemara, ofui shebishlei, kloima, ofui, afilu ime vashlei lachafiyah, not only he soaks it, he cooks it, einei machmetz, it won't become chametz. That's what we're chayish for gebroks, for those who are chayish, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, there's a chash, he explains it, he says, that there's a tshuva from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the whole makir of gebroks. The svar of the Machmirim explains as follows. He says, Bizman Chazal, the dough was kneaded very well. So Mamela was kneaded very well, and you baked it, so Mamela, there's no shiloh whatsoever. Now you can cook it. But, nowadays, he says, the minik ha'ilom is that we don't need the dough too long. The matzah is made very quickly. And due to this, so the flour is not completely in the dough. So we have a chelik of the flour which did not become part of the dough. So now there's a shayla machlokes ha'poskim, if flour that was baked can become chometz again or not. That's dough that was baked can zicha not become chometz, but flour that was baked, there are chelukei days. That is the sibbe of the machmirim to be machmel with gebroks. Agavruch, it's very interesting. The Ritva brings down, the Ritva and the Miri bring down, they're very machma, but they think about ta'inim. If there were some figs that had a floury coating, they used to coat them with flour. So others were machma afilu to chew it. Because the saliva can be machmetzed already. Ateichen advarim agiyim. So that we see from Rishonim already, that they were chayish from, if there was some flour on the ta'inim, so they were chayish that even while you're eating it, others say, Nitzah say there's a machlekes in Rishonim, others say he's eating it, they'll become chomet so quickly, but others were chayish if there is some flour be'en, so they were machma afilu to chew it because the saliva might be machmet the flour. Tanya Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Oimer.